This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. NutraMedical Show will be back on Genesis here shortly in the next week or so. We'll be doing live video and audio on the Genesis Network at the same time while they play their commercials. We'll be doing our video commercials. One of my very best and most brilliant co-hosts on the program is Josh Bernstein. We're going to go directly to his website, which is Patreon, patreon.com/ Josh, J-O-S-H, Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. And Josh, you've got a couple different memberships here. You can go to actually get the Truth is the New Hate Speech. And you have questions where you can do like $5 a month, $10 a month, $25, and you can actually become a member. I'd like you to talk about the things you want to talk about today. And we have lots of issues that are going on. This is a very, very hot news month, isn't it?
It certainly is. There's a lot going on. You know, thankfully, no one really watched the Oscars. As a matter of fact, it's the lowest rated Oscars in the last 20 years. And, you know, the late, great Andrew Breitbart once famously said that politics was downstream from culture, because he understood that those who control and shape the message of our culture will also shape the message of our politics.
Right.
You see, but a funny thing happened on the left's journey to total control, power, and domination. Number one, technology advanced. Number two, the internet. And ultimately, the left's worst fear, someone by the name of Donald J. Trump.
Right.
Now, no longer does the left have a monopoly on our culture. And if they did, then we would all still be sitting there clapping like baby seals and watching the Oscars. But thankfully, we were not. Now, according to the newest Nielsen's ratings, Sunday night's communist Hollywood Festo was the lowest rated and watched in Oscar history in the last 20 years. 23.6 million Americans are still stuck on stupid, but you can see that that was down 6 million from the year before. And you can pretty much see that in the age of Trump, starting in 2016-17 and on, they have gotten worse and worse and worse. And the thing is, it's going to continue to get worse for them, because as they bash this president that is doing amazing and incredible things, as they bash America and saying that America is the wart on the global scale and is, you know, responsible for the world's problems, it's just going to get worse and worse for them, because nowadays these younger kids, they don't have the attention span of 2 hours. They have the attention span of 2 minutes.
Right.
And they have so many other options, if you will, that they can use to entertain themselves. And that's what's happening. And, you know, try as they might, the left is continuing to try. The Obamas are now firmly in control of Netflix. They just won an Oscar, and imagine that. The lady who accepted the award actually quoted the Communist Manifesto, unbelievably, in her speech. We saw, or heard, I guess we should say, because we didn't see, because we're not watching, the things that were said about Trump, and Brad Pitt goes up there and says, I've got 45 seconds to talk, so that's 45 seconds more than they gave John Bolton in the Senate. You know, just these snide, nasty comments that, of course, had the seals clapping, but Americans disgusted, just as we witnessed Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech from a few nights ago.
It's amazing. Now, I think Trump is going to sail through the re-election, but we need to get good advice to him. He needs a half hour a week with a panel of what I call a Samuel Council, people like you and me and people that really know what's going on down the trenches here. Because some of the advisors around Trump are trying to steer him in directions that obviously he's pulled back to. A few years ago, McMaster was trying to push him to get a quarter million troops into Syria. They have got him to do a few things I think are unwise. I'd like you to kind of analyze where things are going, because we now have the SARS coronavirus, and we've had experts on. I've had Dr. Francis Boyle on twice in the last week, and I did many more interviews, and I put up a major interview on this. Trump's doing a lot of the correct things to take care of the early action on this, although some of the advisors around on him, like Dr. Fauci and others, these are people that are fronts for the big tech companies that are making either vaccines or antivirals. And you have to understand that the globalists behind the scene want to reduce the world population, and they're putting everybody in danger. In particular, right now, they're putting the state of Israel in danger and the populations of people around the world, especially in socialist countries like Europe or in communist China. Here in America, we have more freedom. We actually have guns. We're not like the Chinese. We're not disarmed. They can't do the same thing to us that they did to the Chinese people. If they start to have a major pandemic there, they're not going to be able to get away with grabbing people and putting them in prison. I think Trump needs our advice more than ever now, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, I think he's got to listen to, you know, the right people, certainly. I would love to see Steve Bannon back when he wins re-election in his White House to help him shape the next 4 years. But that being said, as far as the coronavirus and everything else, you know, we need to just have a completely permanent ban against anyone from China coming into the United States. I mean, they need to deal with the issue themselves. They need to figure out how to quarantine the situation themselves. They're intelligent enough in China to be able to do that. They created the virus, right? We know Chinese scientists, bioengineers created it. Mm-hmm. So let them deal with it, and we shut them off completely and keep everybody from China out of the United States.
I think Trump's already pretty well done that. I think that whatever people we got out of there, I think that you're going to see the door completely slammed here for anybody migrating or studying or doing anything from China. And if they leave the country to go back to China, they're not coming back here, are they?
No, they can't. I mean, you know, we can't risk having a pandemic like that. I mean, you know, it's terrible. And again, but, you know, when you lay with dogs, you're going to get fleas. And that's exactly what happened in China. They developed this bioterrorism weapon. And maybe they weren't using it for that purpose, but obviously, it mutated, and here's the situation we have.
Here's the steps you do when you're making a bioweapon. You have to know the steps. When you're making a kind of a strategy to stop a bioweapon, you have to make a weapon first. And so with these guys got in the stage making the weapon, and they either escaped or was released on purpose. Most likely, it just escaped because they had two previous releases in the last 10 years from the Wuhan BSL-4 facility. So I think it's a combination of incompetence, and the communist government for a while tried to hide it and you know, prevent it. It said it didn't happen, so they took over this ophthalmologist, 31 years of age, Dr. Liang, and said to him, you know, you have to retract, and he did. He came down with the virus, and 2 days ago he died. What people need to start understanding here is communism kills. That's why people like Bernie Sanders Claus should never get near the period of the White House, and Elizabeth Lyer, Watha Warren. Anybody who thinks socialism and communism is okay is an idiot. We need to fix the cost of health care so young people can actually get rid of their debt and actually start a family and buy a car. We need to make sure that universities don't act as centers for turning people, young people, into communists and socialists. We need to realize that personal responsibility is what you want, and you want to have dialogue and discussion, not the media doing a coup against the president, because this latest thing that Hillary Clinton started, and you know the whole staff of the Democrats did, was not just destroy and try to go after Trump. They're trying to destroy the office of the president itself. They want to make the president's office no longer an independent office as a counterbalance to an out-of-control Congress, right?
It's clear that they don't respect the executive office unless they occupy it. Clearly, we can see that that's been the case. But more than anything else, I think what happened in Iowa and what could possibly happen in New Hampshire is just a testament to how completely unorganized, completely juvenile the Democratic Party is. They cannot compete on a national level with someone with the astute effectiveness and record as President Trump. I mean, it's ridiculous for them to even think that they can even try to. I mean, here they are, they can't count simple votes at a caucus in Iowa, and they expect us to entrust them with, what, our health care, our national security, our economic prowess? No way. These people are delusional. Well, and people like Michael Bloomberg are even more delusional, because Michael Bloomberg is a blooming idiot. And as I've said before on numerous shows, he's not running for president. His money is. Well, and he's the last best hope for the establishment, but he's not going to resonate. Nobody likes the guy. He's a putz.
Right.
And he's got $2 billion to burn through.
Well,
he burns through $2 billion, Let's hope it's money wasted.
It's not just him that's going to be elected. He's there trying to see if he can damage Trump or to try to divert things. The real issue is all the money he's going to put in is going to get a lot of congresswomen and men. I call Congress critters. Critters is a good term, right? Congress critters. And Democratic senators in, so they can totally screw up the country, take away people's guns, force vaccinate them, destroy the idea of the energy sector where we now are energy independent, get rid of our borders, get rid of criminality so criminals can freely run like they here in California, and they can take a calculator when they're stealing. So if they're stealing under $940, and then go back to the same store multiple times a day, it's like each time they steal, if it's under $940 and they're actually on a calculator, they don't go to prison. It's like, oh my gosh. And they want to actually, now I saw this latest bill they want to sponsor that will actually, with these damn Democrats, where they want us to pay for criminals that are proven criminals outside the country to fly them back and make them American citizens. This is absolutely nuts. If you're a felon, you don't get to be an American.
They're trying to call that bill the new way forward. I call it the new leap forward, which is exactly what Chairman Mao in China called the Communist Manifesto and the Communist Movement. He called it the Great Leap Forward. Well, that's what this is. It's the Great Leap Forward into communism.
Right.
And I'm not worried about it because, thankfully, we have the Senate, and the president would never sign on anything like that because it's ridiculous. But that's the psychotic behavior that we are witnessing from millions of completely out-of-touch, deranged individuals that want to take over this country. And we clearly have a vision of this country of law-abiding, professional, low taxes, low spending, more freedom, individual freedom, and liberty. Right. And then you have another party that wants to control all of our lives, wants to spend into oblivion future generations' money, and they want to make us less safe and more dangerous, and our national security less important. And we have these two competing factions, and we're going to beat them at the ballot box. But if we cannot, we are going to have to use a different type of box in order to stop this onslaught of communism that is intruding into this country. This is no option. That's what I'm saying. The American people have to understand you have one option. And that one option is liberty, prosperity, and freedom over bondage, slavery, and total control. And if you can't see it that way, then I hope that you don't vote. Because, again, I want to actually suppress people's votes. And I know that that's a controversial statement, and I'm sure Right Wing Watch is going to love that one. But let me kind of add context to it. If you don't understand the issues in America, if you can't understand that the Democrats are literally so dangerous to the survival of our nation based on their principles, their values, and what they would like to see the future of America to be, then I don't want you to vote. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, Josh, how do I get my Trump derangement child to understand that what they believe in is wrong? And I say, well, you don't have to beat them up and bully them and intimidate them. You have to talk to them from a loving parental perspective. You have to say, look, I'm your father or I'm your mother, and I love you, and I would never say or do anything to harm you or hurt you or your future or anything else. But what you are thinking is completely wrong. And do me this favor. If you don't agree with me and the fact that I know what's best for you, make me this one promise. Please, do not vote. And that's what we need to tell our children. We need to tell our Trump derangement infected children
right.
That if you believe in your mother and father and you want to understand, you may not want to agree with what we have to say, but if you listen to us, you do us one solemn promise and vow. Just do not go out and vote because you obviously do not know enough and you can be dangerous without much knowledge. And we just need to kind of, you know, explain that to our children that are of voting age.
Well, unfortunately,
and we need to suppress them
to
go out and vote.
The universities have actually been preparing these kids to become like the Hitler youth of the Communist Party. They're preparing
Correct.
Them to basically be communists. And that's why right. You go to these rallies and they all They're thinking, I call Mr. Potato Head, Mr. Bernie Sanderclaws. Oh, we're going to do all this stuff for you. We're going to give you free education. We're going to get to this. I'm thinking, this is a formula for catastrophe of the economy. This is a formula for wiping out the energy, energy freedom. This makes the streets dangerous, and you can't even have self-protection. This talks about forced vaccines, and talking about health care, they won't have enough health professionals to take care of everybody. And when people get really sick, they'll just give them a lethal injection and say, yeah, you got health care, all right. There's your lethal injection. Have a nice day. You're going to die now. I mean, people need to grasp here. These people are nuts. And the people that support communism and socialism, they're evil. There's no way. It's a word, live backwards. You can't. You gotta fix the system, and I think Trump will do it, so that young people can write off their debt and have a car and a home and have a life, and actually we have a contraction of fertility and the ability of about a third of the young people now are delaying having children, not having them at all, because of the economic situation that's right now that Trump's trying to fix. It was there before he came into office. And this last 2 years since Nancy Pelosi and her maniacs are there tearing a speech apart, when I saw that, if I could have been in that area, I would have walked up to her and slapped her in the face. That is so disgusting to have somebody take the speech of the president.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I don't necessarily think, you know, you slap her in the face.
No, I would have slapped her. I wouldn't have been hard because I could have hurt her bad.
No, let me explain. Yeah. I got something better than that.
Yeah, go ahead.
You politically slap her in the face. And what you do is, if you know this is happening, Mike Pence was clapping. He was involved in the moment. He was not paying attention to what she was doing. He was celebrating America's greatness. And I forgive him for that. I understand that. But if he would have seen out of the corner of his eye what she was doing, what he could have done is reached up to the president and tapped the president on the shoulder and had the president turn around and then point to her as to what she was doing. And then you know what he could have done? He could have said, one more thing, folks, one more thing, America. Do you see what is happening behind me? This is why I'm going to be reelected and why this party is so dangerous. You literally have the Speaker of the House ripping up my speech, which talked about American exceptionalism and American greatness. And that's what you do. You say that in front of the entire country on national television, and you ridicule her, and you point her out on national TV.
Yeah.
That would have been one of the greatest moments in TV history.
Yeah.
Because it would have woken up so many people that are still stuck on stupid and not paying attention to the evils and the dangers of what the Democrats want to bring to America.
Well, it's unbelievable.
That would have been the ultimate.
Yeah, people have to understand here, you know, one of the things that I found out, and I know this going back many years, if they get their way, when this starts to get really out of control, the SARS, the Democrats want to convert America into a medical police state. Trump will try to do something rational if he listens to us. He'll actually stop this plague and prevent it from spreading and killing Americans. If we do the same thing as the communists, they're going to have hundreds of millions of dead in China. They're not doing rational things to stop this thing at all. They're arresting people after that one person who's got a temperature now has already infected 14 more people. They're shutting entire sections of their country off. Over 80 cities now are under quarantine in China, and now are approaching 100 million people that are actually being quarantined. They can't even go out of their city or whatever. They're welding people into their apartments. They can't even go outside, so they have to drop food into their veranda from neighbors because they can't even go outside and buy food. People don't understand what's going on here. It's beyond obscenity. And in communist countries, because you don't have guns, as they say, we have the three cartridge thing in America. We have the voting box, the witness box, and the cartridge box. And we have all three boxes in America. Plus, I'm going to be putting on my site and teaching people how to make lethal and non-lethal weapons that are a lot more dangerous than guns. So if they want to come for me or anybody in my family or anybody that we're teaching this to, the people that are going to think they're going to do it. And by the way, we have the sheriffs on our side. We have the military on our side. We have 23 million former military service officers that are actually retired on our side. If the government and people like Swalwell and these maniacs and Democrats want to take our guns, they can take them, as Charlton Heston said, out of my cold dead hand.
They would do that at their own risk.
If they try to do it, I will make an appointment. I'm going to be what's called a secretary for the creator of the universe. I'm going to arrange an appointment for them to meet their maker. How's that?
I think anybody that would forcefully try to remove the Second Amendment rights from any individual American is going to be in a situation where they're going to find themselves, you know, in a possible life-threatening
situation. And by the way,
the United Nations
is trying to recruit people right now to actually do that. Seize people and put them in civil detention. If you idiots out there think you're going to seize Deagle, I got armor-piercing weapons that'll blow you to bits. I'm putting up Scalar and other weapons. You want to come to my home, you're going to die. You're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. All right? And I want people to know I'm going to make sure my buddies, people like Josh and others, are going to have all kinds of technology, not just guns, not just bullets. We're not going to be limited to those things. We're going to have all kinds of means and whatever. It doesn't have to be lethal. If we just can only knock you down and zip-tie you afterwards, after you've been knocked out, that's sufficient, because once we get you zip-tied, we can take you off and put you in our civil detention camp. How's that? And I strongly recommend everybody get tied in with the sheriff, get deputized, take your BTLS, basic trauma, basic cardiac life support course, have an emergency kits around for fraction laser and lacerations, because when society breaks down, you're the EMT. If you got lacerations or bone breaks, you need to be handling a gun. You need to actually have the authority of the sheriff in your area we're working with, so you have a team of certified proper action, you know, control, so you have a unified armed forces against totalitarianism, because they want to bring in UN or other troops to America, and they want to control us. Have a nice day. We're going to arrange an appointment for you to meet your maker. How's that?
Look, I think that one of the best things that could happen is that Bernie Sanders gets cheated once again out of the nomination.
He will be.
Lots of reasons. First reason is obviously because they'll stay home. They won't support an establishment Democrat, whether it be a Michael Bloomberg or whoever else. So that's number one. Number two, because of the threat at the DNC convention in Milwaukee and the violence that will likely take place, and again, hopefully, right on television. And
that's going to happen, because I know the Bernie people. I agree with you.
President Trump.
Yeah, Bernie people are not going to bend to just the regular Democrats.
No, because they're communists. And again, they support an ideology that is so far to the left, it's out of the mainstream of the American politics. And these people are absolutely insane what they want to do, and they're so violent. And again, that would be the best thing that would happen, not necessarily for violence, but for disruptions and for chaos and broken windows and all of those things that I'm actually hoping for at a brokered contested convention
right. In
Milwaukee. I want to see the Milwaukee convention make the 1968 convention look like a fairy tale.
What is the date of that Milwaukee convention coming up? Because it's soon, isn't it?
I don't know when it is. They're typically, I think, aren't they like a couple of weeks or something before the election? So they're probably going to be in October or whatever. But I'm hoping that it's going to be a brokered contested convention. And here's why. Because if this happens, and I think that, you know, I call him Pickle Pete, the sodomite from South Bend, and of course you have Bernie Breadline Sanders, the two of them are unelectable, in my opinion,
right. And
in many millions of Americans' opinion.
Right.
So who do you have left? You don't have Joe Biden. He can't even get an endorsement from the President of the United States for 8 years, who he served underneath. So that's out of the question. So who do you have left? Well, you have either someone we don't know about yet, or you have Michael Bloomberg, because Hillary Clinton's not going to run, folks. Whatever you think, it's not going to happen. She doesn't have the strength. She doesn't have the stamina. And by the way, it's too late anyway in the game to add her name onto all of the ballots and all that. So you're looking at probably Michael Bloomberg. Now, here's how this may happen. Assuming Bernie Sanders wins, most of the delegate count, he gets to the convention, but he doesn't have enough to be declared the nominee for their party. So then what happens? Well, because they changed the rules of the superdelegates, now the superdelegates cannot vote until the second round. Hopefully they're going to change that, because they always change the rules midway, half, you know, through the game. But assuming they don't change that, they go to the convention and they vote on the first round. After the first round, here's what happens. The superdelegates count as two votes, and all the other delegates that all those candidates collected throughout the entire primary process, they count as half of the delegates. So here's what can happen. Corey Lewandowski is exactly right, and he said this the other night on Judge Jeanine. What they'll do is, in the second round of voting, they will vote for Michael Bloomberg to be the nominee, and they will steal it from Bernie Sanders. When that happens, all hell breaks loose. Maybe he has the gall to run as an independent. I doubt it. Obviously, Michael Bloomberg's got billions of dollars to pay him off to make him happy. So who knows? Maybe that'll happen again. But assuming it doesn't and he does decide to run as an independent, it'll be an absolute landslide for President Trump.
Yeah, I agree. I think that where this year is going to be, and it's not just for America, this year is a fulcrum year for the whole world, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be very, very interesting what happens moving forward. And, you know, with all the successes that the president has been able to accomplish in, you know, such a short amount of time, it's truly incredible.
Yeah,
you know,
Bill Barr
is out there talking about arresting people from China that broke into Equifax. I don't care about that. What I care about is, when are you going to arrest Andrew McCabe and James Comey and John Brennan?
Exactly.
And James Clapper and Hillary Clinton Joe Biden and all the other scumbags?
Why do they still have a lot of them their security clearance still? Why do they have public access to TV and getting big salaries from the Criminal News Network or MSLSD? Why do they do that? Why are we permitting an open coup, and not a maybe coup, an open coup by media collaborating with the demon rats? I mean, if I was advising the president, the first thing I'd say is, Trump, you're too nice, man. Stop the nice game, okay?
Yeah, and you know, ultimately, he keeps saying that he's going to leave it up to Barr and Durham to do what they're supposed to do. But what if they don't? What if they are too corrupted? What if the process doesn't work out the way it's supposed to work out, with these people being held accountable? What is he then going to do? How is he going to hold these people accountable?
Well, I don't think you have to have martial law. You just have to have a few executive orders, and you can say, you license media that's doing a coup, you put people in civil detention, don't permit them to have book tours or internet access, and you simply silence them if they're actually doing an open coup against the president. Some of these people, for example, when Nancy Pelosi is doing the thing she's doing, why is she not wearing an orange jumpsuit and has no access to television, book tours, or any other way of getting her garbage out? Why do we tolerate people like Adam Schiff bugging his eyes out and Nadler?
Yeah, well, look, hey, at the very minimum, Nancy Pelosi should have been arrested by the Sergeant of Arms of the Senate, or Congress there, and taken out in handcuffs in front of everybody on live television the minute she ripped a government document, which is U.S. Code 182071, which is a crime.
It's federal crime.
She should have been arrested right then and there, on the spot, on national television. She should have been arrested.
Now, why do they tolerate this? You see, some people say, Dr. Deagle, you're not a nice person. I said, why in your delusional head do you think the word nice in 10,000 miles should be being Dr. Deagle? I'm not nice, but I will die for you, but I will not put up with a centillion of crap from anybody on earth. And they don't get that. I said, I got my big boy pants on. I'm an adult, okay? Which means I don't care what you think about me. I care about you and your children and my children. I care about the future of our nation and the human race. I don't care whether you like me. In fact, you can spit on me. You can vomit on me. It doesn't matter. I am an adult, which means I care about you despite the fact you have hatefulness because you think it's a way of manipulating me. Just like I'm sure with you, you've been persecuted. Right?
You know, look, I always say it this way. I'm a little uncouth because I speak the truth.
Ah, I love that. You're a comedian,
and that's
too.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And I will continue to do that, and I will continue to be that way.
Right. Well, I appreciate you coming on today. I think you need to run now. But listen, that was an amazing discussion today, and I'm sure you had plenty of time to say your piece today.
Yeah, send me a copy of it, video form, and I'll get it up on the channel.
Absolutely. You take care, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut off this section here, so it'll just be basically you and me, and then I'll send this copy over to you so you'll have it after the show, okay?
Send it, and I'll get it on in the next couple of days. Promise.
All right, I'll have that up to you right after the show. Take care, and I'm going to sign off, and then we'll sign back on for hour three in just a minute, okay?
You got it.
Okay, take care.